Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and software solutions for businesses of all sizes. My name is Steve Bowes. New research suggests return-to-office mandates don't improve firm performance. We've seen CEO after CEO make the argument that return-to-office policies and mandates are better for their companies, that workers are more productive at the office, and face-to-face interactions promote collaboration. Well, that's what most of these leaders contend. However, there's little data to support these arguments. Pandemic-era productivity is difficult to interpret, given that the crisis disrupted every aspect of work and life. Research from before the pandemic has generally suggested remote work improves worker performance and overall satisfaction. For a clearer look at the effect of return-to-office policies after the pandemic, two business researchers at the University of Pittsburgh examined a sample of firms on the S&P 500 list. 137 of these firms had return-to-office mandates, and 320 of them clearly did not, and that's between June 2019 and January of 2023. The researchers collected publicly available data on each company, including financial data and online employee reviews. Then they looked at what factors were linked to whether a firm implemented a return-to-office policy, such as the company's size, their financial condition, and the CEO characteristics, as well as the consequences of the return-to-office mandates, employee satisfaction, and the financial results of the firms. Overall, the analysis found that return-to-office mandates did not improve a firm's financial metrics, but they did decrease employee satisfaction. The data indicated that return-to-office mandates were more prevalent in firms with male CEOs who had greater power in the company, and that's measured by the CEO's total compensation divided by the average total compensation paid to the four next highest paid executives in the firm. Before the analysis, the researchers hypothesized that return-to-office mandates were used to blame employees for poor firm performance, and the data supported this theory. Firms with weaker stock performance before employees were able to return to the office were more likely to enforce return-to-office mandates. Although CEOs often justified return-to-office mandates by arguing that returning to the office would improve the company's performance, the results did not show this to be the case, and that these mandates were more commonly consistent with managers using them to reassert control over employees and blame employees as a scapegoat for bad firm performance, the researchers concluded. In addition to not improving firm financial performance in any meaningful way, the researchers also found that return-to-office mandates contributed to declining employee satisfaction. Specifically, after a return-to-office mandate, employee ratings significantly declined on overall job satisfaction, work-life balance, assessment of senior management, and interpretation of corporate culture. I've suspected for some time now that most CEOs calling for a return to office are either desperately seeking a magic solution for when the firm is struggling, or are simply driven by a desire for control and an exercising of their egos. This new data tends to support both suspicions. We will continue to monitor and report on this important trend here on the HR Happy Hour Media Network. That's it for today's Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.